Pulling back to look at today's episode as a whole, the thread that connects most of today's biggest stories is the question of who controls the AI stack. NVIDIA acquiring Hugging Face is a move for distribution control. Anthropic's model hardware standard is a countermove for hardware independence. Google releasing two separate Gemini models in 1 week is a fight for developer mindshare. The small models debate is fundamentally about whether that stack even needs to be centralized. And somewhere in the middle of all of it, Bill Gates is writing essays about turbulence while Stripe quietly walks away from a $50 billion bet.
What I keep coming back to is the contrast between the large-scale strategic maneuvering and the community-driven work that also dominated today's HN front page. Someone spent 84 days decompiling an N64 game out of love for the craft. Cloudflare engineers spent months finding 100 terabytes of wasted memory through careful attention to data structures. A mathematician wrote a blog post about a hilariously elegant solution to a geometry problem. That work doesn't generate acquisition headlines, but it's the substrate on which everything else runs.
I want to flag the time capsule for a moment because we made a factual error a few months back that I should own directly. Back in May, this podcast reported that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, entirely within Russian and Central Asian borders, and Ukraine has no credible way to reach it militarily. That story was wrong, and we reported it without adequate skepticism. We got taken in by a claim that sounded dramatic and didn't apply basic geographic scrutiny. Lesson learned, and it's why we try to flag sourcing more carefully now as we did with the NVIDIA Hugging Face story today.
Intellectual honesty is the only currency that matters in this business. And on that note, everything we covered today came from the Hacker News community at news.acombinator.com. The Cloudflare memory optimization, the small models essay, the NVIDIA acquisition reporting, the N64 decompilation write-up, the antidepressant withdrawal science piece, all of it surfaced because a community of thoughtful people spent their time finding and discussing it. If any story caught your attention, the full articles and the comment threads are waiting for you at news.acombinator.com. The comments especially, that's where the engineers who built the systems, the researchers who ran the studies, and the founders who lived through the business decisions show up to share what they actually know.
We also owe genuine thanks to the tools that make this podcast possible. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation. The irony of using an Anthropic tool to discuss Anthropic's model hardware standard is not lost on us. And Perplexity's real-time research capabilities are what let us surface and synthesize the day's stories with enough depth to be worth your time. These aren't sponsorships, they're tools we depend on and genuinely appreciate.
If today's episode left you wanting more geopolitical and economic context, our companion show The Intellijix Daily News covers global markets, international affairs, and world events in the same format. Worth a listen if you like what we do here.
Have a good weekend. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
I'm Sarah Chen, and we'll be back Monday.